Workers in Victoria's Goulburn Valley are today confronting another round of job losses in the food processing industry. SPC Ardmona says it'll consolidate its three factories in the region into two, and that this will involve the loss of 150 jobs. But despite the job losses, many locals expressed relief that the company will at least continue to operate a food processing business in the valley. Rachel Carbonell has the latest.
The outcome of an operational review of SPC Ardmona's food processing business in the Goulburn Valley was released this morning. SPC's parent company, Coca-Cola Amatil, released the review as part of its 2011 interim result on the Australian Stock Exchange. Almost immediately, the company began meeting with workers to explain the decision to consolidate the region's three food processing factories into two, ceasing operations at the Mooroopna plant. Workers have been told that 150 jobs will be cut across the company's Goulburn Valley operations, across all areas of the business. At a press conference after the meeting with workers, Managing Director of SPC Ardmona, Vince Panieri, said all those affected would be offered employment elsewhere within Coca-Cola Amatil's Australian operations and will be offered relocation costs.
That's an individual choice. You know, if you were reared here, you know, you spent 30 years working at SPC Ardmona, or, you know, when they were individual companies, the likelihood is probably very low, but we felt that it was the right thing to do.
SPC restructured in 2008, but Vince Panieri says the economic situation for the company has changed significantly since then. He says the high Australian dollar has been a big reason for the downsizing and consolidation.
In 2005, 20% of our volume went overseas. In 2010, it had dropped down to 10. Right now it's 5. A big component of our fruit intake and our manufacturing was for products that went overseas. So we've declined in our volume base since 2008 of about 24%, and the majority of that is for product that was manufactured to go overseas. Parallel to that, we haven't really made significant changes to right-size the business as that volume's declined. You know, the macroeconomic situation changed from 85 cents to $1.05, $1.06, currently. So that's been the biggest impact.
The company says it will continue to invest in the SPC Ardmona and Goulburn Valley brands and hopes to refocus on the higher margin, higher growth snack market.
Part of this exercise is for us to be able to continue to invest in those brands so they can be iconic for the next generation and the next generation. So right now, one of the things that has occurred is because of the inability to compete, you therefore have an inability to invest in your brands. So our future is very much reliant on the iconic brand portfolio. So nothing changes on that. We've actually got to intensify, you know, the Australian aspect of those brands. The decisions that we've made are obviously very difficult decisions, you know, not only for, you know, the decision of ceasing manufacturing in Mooroopna, but also the fact that it's impacted local people. So that's obviously a decision that we didn't get to lightly. But we needed to do that to ensure that we're here in the long term. Because the one thing that you shouldn't forget is that we are maintaining manufacturing in the Goulburn Valley.
Michael Cannon works at the Shepparton SPC Ardmona factory. He says despite the job losses, many locals and workers are relieved because they feared much worse.
I think relief in some words that the place won't be closing. And I guess for some people there, it's just mainly relief, I guess, that, you know, that the whole place isn't closing down. They're not sort of superly surprised that certain jobs will go. A lot of people were fearing the worst, that the place was going to close completely. So that hasn't happened. So a lot of people are quite happy with that.
That's Michael Cannon from the Shepparton factory, ending Rachel Carbonell's report.